Hello, and welcome to Voices, a podcast about people. I'm your host, David E. Bowman. In this episode, I spend some time chatting with one of the most respected and well-connected marketing professionals in Dayton, Ohio, Michelle Kay, Director of Practice Development at Battelle & Battelle. Listen along as Michelle and I discuss some of the challenges facing firms in Dayton, the importance of nonprofit organizations in our community, and the future of marketing in the world of professional services. I am joined today by Michelle Kay, Director of Practice Development at Battelle & Battelle, LLP, here in Dayton, Ohio. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Just wonderful.
Good.
Let's start with talking a little bit about life here in Dayton, in the surrounding area as well. What excites you about living and working in Dayton, Ohio?
Well, David, I've been in Dayton for, 20 plus years, and I've been with my firm for 11. And I have to say, what really excites me about living here is when I go to events and hang out and see people, I see, and this sounds kind of funny, but you see the same people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really kind of fun because you make friends that way and you make good connections. It's a bigger city because I'm from Tiffin, Ohio, which is a tiny little farm town.
Huh?
But it's a big city, but it's really not. When my parents come to visit, they freak out about it being so big here. And it gets smaller and smaller every day. And I like that. I like knowing that, you know, I'm going to go someplace and I'm going to see people that I know.
Yep.
It's a good feeling.
Seems it's a nice mix. You've got a lot of the big city amenities, mm-hmm. and there's just, you know, arts and culture and sports.
Yep.
But yeah, by the same token, you can make friends and those relationships have meaning.
You absolutely.
See these people again.
You see them again all the time at business events or social events, or you go out to the green shopping and you run into 60 people that you know. It's fun. It is fun.
Some
like
days that's not so good.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk. I know in professional services, which is the area, one of the areas sort of you guys operate, recruiting talent is a big part of the equation.
It is a huge part.
So how do you sell young people, let's say graduate from Miami University, mm-hmm. or University of Dayton, and got all kinds of options? How do you sell me on working for your firm in Dayton, Ohio?
Working for our firm in Dayton, Ohio is a lot. It's, I'm not going to kid you, it's a hard sell. It really is, especially when you're recruiting from Miami or University of Dayton. We get a lot of people from Wright State because they want to stay in Dayton. But when you're trying to sell, a guy or gal who's looking at working for Deloitte or PricewaterhouseCoopers, and they're getting this, we're going to send you all these great places and you're going to get to travel. You get to travel with Battelle & Battelle. And, you know, as a young person, you're really not going to, when you go to PwC or Deloitte, they send you to Duluth or Des Moines. You know, you're not going to the good places. But the great thing about, you know, coming to our firm is you get to do a lot of different things. We're not going to pigeonhole you into you're just going to do audit work. You're going to get to talk about business consulting, and you get to, you know, pick your niche, and you get to figure out where you fit. And staying in Dayton, you know, you talk about the amenities when you said, you know, there's the arts, and there's basketball, and there's baseball, and there's, you know, you're close to Columbus for hockey, and you do have the Bombers here. But you got to kind of put it in this kind of a family light and getting them ingrained in the community really quickly. Mm-hmm. So Generation Dayton has helped a lot with that. Because if you're not engaged in the community, you're not really, you don't get that, I'm a part of something.
Yeah.
So you got to help them do that. And that's a big thing for us, is you get them in here and you get them in the door and you get them involved really quickly.
One of the things I've seen too with Dayton, of course I didn't realize this when I was in my 20s, but I wish I would have, but is how easy it is, or how much access you have to senior level people in a community like Dayton.
Absolutely.
So as a young person just starting my career, I mean, there's so many opportunities to meet with CEOs and people that are just fantastic mentors.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is when you know, some of the bigger CEOs in the bigger cities, you know, it's a little intimidating. But here in Dayton, or even the surrounding areas, I mean, these guys they're normal men and women who do the same things that you're going to do, and you have access to them. And they're more than willing to help you.
Yeah.
More than willing. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in my 20s, too. But, I found that. I mean, even now, I mean, I can pick up the phone and call, you know, the CEO of any of the banks, and they're willing to sit down and talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Just about anybody will meet mm-hmm. you for a cup of coffee, which
absolutely.
Is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How, from a broader perspective, in terms of marketing and with your firm, Battelle & Battelle, How challenging is it to market something as highly regulated as accounting services, as well as the other services you provide? And so how do you overcome that challenge and manage to differentiate Battelle and Battelle from other firms that are out there?
It's a really good question, and believe me, when I first started here, I really didn't know what I was doing. This was not my background. I hated accounting with every ounce of my being, and now, you know, I tried to, you know, get other people to jump on the Battelle and Battelle bandwagon, but it is highly regulated, and there's certain things you can say and can't say, and divulging client names is always an issue. But as far as overcoming the challenge to differentiate, if you stacked us up side by side with our competitors without saying a word, we do. There are firms out there who are mirror images of us. But when you talk about what we bring to the table that other firms don't, and it really comes down to our involvement with the McGlattery Network, which is McGlattery in Poland. They're based out of Peoria, Illinois. And it's not really a well-known name in Dayton. It's getting to be that way. Mm-hmm. But it's like they're the fifth largest accounting firm in the world.
Oh, wow.
So when you get below the big four there, there's McGlattery right there. So we can draw upon all of their resources, everything from audit and tax, and we've really gotten to know them from an international perspective and worked with all of our clients on an international level. It used to be only the big companies were international, and now everybody is in some form or fashion, whether they're doing business there and they have a facility there or they're selling there, and to help them walk through all those the different nuances of doing business internationally, McGlattery's really helped us out. And there's really no firm in the area that can touch us from that standpoint. So from a differentiating perspective, that's really where I see that. And it even goes so far as we're members of the Miami Valley International Trade Association. And in May, they have an annual World Trade Day. And we're bringing in our McGlattery affiliate from Europe to come over and talk about, you know, when you see all the government regulations about doing business internationally, well, this is what you're supposed to do. But when the rubber meets the road, this is what really happens. So we're going to bring him in, and he's going to be one of their keynote speakers for that particular day.
So the tactical advice of how to
navigate through all that stuff. So when you can bring resources like that, you know, you just pick up the phone and say, hey, Paul, can you come over and help me out? Oh, sure. And he's got this really cool accent, too. So it adds credibility.
Everybody loves a good accent.
Absolutely. So that to me is how we differentiate. And it is difficult to do.
Okay. What about the role of technology in marketing for Battelle and Battelle? Certainly young people, it's the primary channel of communication anymore is the web.
Yep. And we've learned that the hard way. We really have. We were always opposed to, you know, the MySpace and the Facebook. And one of the things that our recruiting team is talking about now is every one of those people needs to have a page on Facebook. Granted, yes, it needs to be monitored on what they get to put up there. But that's the way that generation or, you know, the younger group communicates. They want to see you on Facebook. They want to see a really cool website. And again, we got to work on that. Ours is a little more like a brochure online, but we're getting there. You know, we've kind of taught our people how to text. Kind of cool. So we're coming along. But technology is playing a bigger and bigger role. I went to a couple seminars and we talked about like virtual proposals and having avatars and, you know, bringing people into the firm that way. It's a little bit of a stretch for us right now, just from a server perspective, but we're at least talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hopefully we're going to get there like in the next year or so. So kind of different.
One of the things I know that you're very involved with is helping out with nonprofit organizations here in Dayton. What are some of the organizations that you're assisting? Mm-hmm. So some opportunity to provide some free plugs to some folks out there.
Okay.
But also, why do you choose to give your time, A, to those specific organizations, mm-hmm. but B, to nonprofits in general? Why is it important for community leaders to be involved with nonprofit organizations?
Well, I think it's giving time and talent. It's not necessarily dollars. You know, our firm works with 60 to 70 plus not-for-profit organizations. Depending on our level, you know, we can't serve on boards of those just because there's an independence issue. So, but we encourage all of our people to get involved from a committee to a board position. And what I tell them is you got to find something that you're passionate about. If you're not passionate about it, you're not going to want to be a part of it. You're not going to, you know, attend all the meetings and you're not going to do what you need to do. And you got to take a leadership role. You got to make it better than when you walked in. So that's what I talk to our people about doing. And most of them, I would say, they really grasp onto that. They want to be a part of the community. And I think it's important because you got to give back. You got to give back to the group, the community that you're part of. I sit on the board. It's actually the associate board for the Boone Shop. So we're the doers.
Yep.
We're not a part of the big board because our firm does the audit for the Boone Shop. So, and I do that because I think it's a cool organization. If you've never been there, you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's, granted, yes, it's a children's museum, but it is a hoot. I mean, we go and you hang out in the treehouse and you can go down the slide. And some of the exhibits are just amazing. I give a lot of time to the chamber. I'm chair of the breakfast briefing committee, which is kind of fun. What else do I do? Gosh, the marketing committee for the chamber. I recently rolled off JA just because, again, I didn't have the time to do it. And if you're not going to have the time, you need to step away. We're very involved with Daybreak. One of our guys is incoming. I think he's incoming vice chair. So from that perspective, I mean, we do get pretty involved with some really cool organizations around here. We try to do things that are children-related. They're non-controversial. You have them, you know them, they're in your family. So it works well for us.
What about, I know you went through Leadership Dayton.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You and I have talked a little bit about that in other conversations, but talk a little bit about that experience. And, you know, for those who don't know what Leadership Dayton is,
Leadership Dayton is amazing. It's an amazing program from the Chamber. We've had people go through it who have been long-term residents of Dayton. Oh, I know everything about Dayton. And they come out of it going, wow, I didn't know that, or I didn't know this particular thing. And it opens your eyes to all the different aspects from the economic standpoint of Dayton and how they work with economic development organizations, how the justice system works. So you get to ride in a cop car. Believe me, that's fun. You know, it's going, you know, whipping down Salem Avenue at midnight. You're like, oh,
front, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh God, what's going to happen to me? You get to do that. You get to go, you know, get to see the jail. You look at the arts community. You just get to see all the aspects, and it's a regional thing because you go all over the place. You get to go out on the base and see things that you wouldn't normally get to see. And you're with a group of probably anywhere between 40 and 45 people, and you become pretty close. And I know that our group still gets together, and we still see each other out. And it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. So I would highly recommend that. They have, if you want to get involved in the community, they have this nonprofit, because it's sort of like a trade show. Because a bunch of them come, and they set up booths, and you can talk to the executive directors and the development directors and learn about what they do. And each one of those organizations has an open spot on their board. For, I think it's just one spot for a year for Leadership Dayton. So you get to kind of test it out.
Yeah.
You know, do you like it? Do you not like it? Is this for you? Not for you? Because, again, it's all about passion.
Yep.
But it was great. I would recommend it to anybody. Absolutely.
Who do you admire here in Dayton?
I this sounds really bad, but I'm not sure that admiration is the right word. But people whose opinions that I respect, gosh. Kind of blindsided me. You didn't, but I would have to say Kathy Ponis comes to mind. Actually, I can't think about who else. She and I we chat quite a bit. Phil Parker's definitely on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just people that I think people that I talk to, and there's really nobody that I can say, you know, again, from an admiration perspective, but there are people out there who have got really some great opinions. Debbie Lieberman, she comes to mind. Who's the newest commissioner? Is it Dan Foley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've talked to Dan a couple times. So those are people that, yeah, their opinions mean a lot to me. And I listen to them, and they talk, again, they all talk about regionalism, and, you know, we talked about that a little bit before, but you know, I think that some of them are gonna take that and they're gonna run with it. The question is when.
Yep.
But I do. Those are people that I would admire from a, you know, from an opinion perspective.
What about from a global, broader perspective? Thought leaders or people whose books you gotta pick up every time they write one, or someone who's, gosh, I really think this is a brilliant leader or person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and probably get lambasted for this one. But I'm gonna say Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And it really, honestly, it doesn't have a lot to do with her political perspective. But the fact that she's kind of persevered through some personal things and, you know, being sworn in as Secretary of State, big deal. You know, I think that, I mean, she's come through a lot. And, you know, being able to kind of stand on her own 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. From a perseverance perspective, mm-hmm. and a, hey, when things don't go right.
Right. How do you make the most of it? Yeah, move on, let it go, and move on. I think that she's a pretty cool lady.
Based on how she fared and the number of people that voted with her, or voted for her, I would say you're probably
absolutely
not alone.
Well, and
so,
the fact that, you know, I mean, and she kind of picked it up and said, you know what, I didn't win, but I'm going to support the guy who did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could be a little bit bitter about it. I mean, I probably would be a little bitter about it. But she wasn't, that wasn't her. That wasn't how she operates. She's like, you know what, I got to get behind this guy. And she did, and look where she is now.
Yeah.
So, again, it's nothing to do with politics. It's just a personal thing.
No, I think that's great. I think that's a great choice. What do you think about Dayton, Ohio, say 5 years from now in 2014? What's it going to look like? What will or maybe what do you hope it will look like? Mm-hmm. How are things going to be different? Be better, worse? Why?
I think things are going to look up, and I think that they're going to get better. I mean, God knows I can't get much worse. So we have to look. We've got to look at the up piece of it. I think Dayton is going to be much more of high tech manufacturing. We have to train the workforce that we have now to do that and to get to that point. Either that or we've got to, recruit some people in from outside to get here to get behind that. I think healthcare is going to be big here, and it's going to be, granted, yes, the hospitals are big, but it's going to be long-term care facilities. Mm-hmm. This is a very aging community, and we definitely need to young it up. So we need to bring some young people in here, bring some new blood in here. But I think things are going to look up in 5 years. I really do. Was it Ken Herr from Shook? If he listens to this, he'll kill me. But he said, we're not in a recession. We're in a pre-recovery stage. Kind of a nice way to look at it. Yeah. The glass half full kind of thing. He's a pretty positive person, and I liked that. He said that at a meeting I was at. So I think things are definitely going to get better. They really are.
What if you could give somebody listening out there one piece of advice, whether that's relative to their career, mm-hmm. relative to life in general, what would that advice be?
Well, now that I'm really old, I guess I'm supposed to be old and wise.
the advice is don't do a podcast with David.
No, not at all. I would have to say be passionate about what you do, and it just is not about what you do in life, but where you work and who you get involved with and where you hang out, and be passionate about where you live. And just have passion about it. Care. Give a rat's behind about what you're doing.
I think that's great advice.
So there you go. All of my wisdom.
Well, I want to thank you so much for spending a little time with me today and for sharing a little piece of your wisdom with the world.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you very much.